Kath McCutcheon is on the line, in fact, and she's one of the many who have done the big drive into Brisbane, going in for the ECA in preparations, and only to be told, no, it's not going ahead. She's with us now. Kath, deeply disappointing. I know that you run the Jambalee Pastoral Company, and this is going to be impacting you and your family directly.
Yes. Good afternoon to everybody. We're just actually returning home from ECA after being given the green light to leave, along with six of our bulls that we had down there. So we're on our way home, but we're actually sitting in a line to be tested prior to finishing our lockdown. So, yes, it is disappointing, though, because you do put in so much hard work.
So is that the requirement you've been given? You've got to complete your lockdown, get a test, and then you're given the all clear?
We've chosen to come and get tested just for our own peace of mind. Mm. But yeah, we have been asked to complete lockdown, so which I will do along with a colleague of mine, and before heading home to family.
And what does it mean for you? I mean, put it into context for people who don't have a full grasp of why the ECA and why the stud cattle and why those events are so important.
As Michael was saying previously, it's missed opportunity for us to showcase what we do. The planning and preparation for the ECA, it's done 12 months in advance. So now we return home, we'll start planning for next year's ECA. Unfortunately, you just don't pull animals out of the paddock, put a halter on them and take them to the show. There's a lot of special preparation to be done. Really, minimum we're at probably out of pocket is about $20,000, and then we've got lost income on top of that. So it's a fairly tough pill to swallow when you think of it like that. But like everybody's down there was looking positive, looking towards next year. So we're really hoping that does happen.
And your property is near Toowoomba. I bet you'll be glad to be getting out of the big smoke.
Yeah, we're just north of Dalby in a little place called Jendowie. So yeah, we'll be happy to be home.
Yeah, well, you safe travels, and as we say, disappointing for everyone, but the health concerns have got to take priority with this Delta strain, and let's hope that ECA 2022 will be back bigger and better than ever. Kath, thanks so much for joining us.